Sherlock turned his back on Wilkes with difficulty, manoeuvring John so that Sherlock's body blocked Wilkes's view of him. "Don't underestimate him," he murmured in John's ear. "Even the stupidest animal has teeth." John nodded. He was still clutching the fire iron and showed no sign of letting it go. Yes, it was once more into the breach for John. Sherlock handed him his tea mug and touched it lightly with his own. John smiled into his cup as he took his first sip.
"Tea?"
Wilkes staggered up and followed them into the kitchen.
"Sherlock, I didn't want any part of this. He blackmailed me into it. I'm sorry it went so far. That was never what I wanted."
Sherlock congratulated himself on not knocking Wilkes flat with a tea kettle. "Do you accept his apology, John?" John paused, his mug raised to his lips.
"Did someone apologize?"
Wilkes looked genuinely beside himself.
"He's going to kill me!"
"It's perfect, Sherlock. You remembered the milk."
John took another sip, his eyes full of affection and mischief, and Sherlock drank to loosen his throat. Sherlock pulled his gaze from John with difficulty. "I'm sorry, Sebastian. Can I get you some? You prefer it black, I believe." Wilkes, for some reason, seemed to have no interest in tea.
"I am telling you that I am a victim of blackmail, and my blackmailer is going to kill me."
"Yes, Sir Edward's temper is notorious, particularly when he doesn't get his own way." Sherlock had the satisfaction of seeing Wilkes's jaw drop. "But really, what did you expect? You didn't deliver what you promised, and then you wasted his valuable time indulging in your favorite sport."
How did you—
"Just another one of my freakish little tricks. I'm sorry, but if you've come here for protection, you're out of luck. Sir Edward and your friend Cullen appropriated our weapons when they abducted us." Wilkes's eyes widened.
"Sir Edward?"
"Oh yes, he was there. Cullen didn't have a clue who he was, obviously, although how that ghastly costume and Cockney accent could fool anyone with a functioning frontal lobe escapes me. It seems he didn't trust you, or Cullen. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd planned to kill both of you from the start." Wilkes licked his lips and sidled toward them. Sherlock felt John press close instantly.
"We can make a deal, Sherlock. I can give you Cullen."
John barked a laugh.
"Good luck with that."
"Cullen is dead," Sherlock said flatly, his gaze pinned to Wilkes's face. Wilkes went white, then flushed a deep red, his face twisting with anger.
"You killed him?"
"Oh, yes. I set him on fire," Sherlock said coolly.
"And I stabbed him."
John took another sip of tea.
"He took a while to die, though."
"Bleeding bastards!"
Wilkes snarled. "Favorite of yours, was he?" Sherlock kept his voice even with an effort. This was not going to be pleasant, and God only knew how John would react. "I thought I recognized your artistic touches."
"I could ruin you so easily,"
Wilkes rasped.
"You know I could."
"You're running out of time, Seb. Sir Edward is hard on your heels, and he's not a man to be trifled with."
"He wants the chip."
"The Ministry has the chip." Wilkes smiled.
"No, Sir Edward knows that's not the case."
"Does he now?" Sherlock made a mental note to further mortify Mycroft by informing him that there was more than one security breach at the Ministry. "I can't imagine where he got that impression."
"I'll make you a deal. You give me the chip, and I'll give you the video."
Finally. It was almost a relief to have it out in the open. Sherlock set his tea mug down carefully. "Let me make myself clear. Even if I had the chip, the answer would be no. Do you understand?"
"I'll post it."
Sherlock held the man's gaze. "Post and be damned." Wilkes turned to John with a smile that told Sherlock precisely what was coming.
"Do you know what he got up to at uni, your boyfriend?"
John was starting to look dangerous. He set his mug down and said nothing, looking at Wilkes as if he was something nasty he scraped off the bottom of his shoe. Sherlock listened to Wilkes as if in a trance. This had been so many years coming.
God, he was a sweet young thing. Zero experience in bed and a total freak, of course. But with a face and body like that, who cares? I certainly didn't. I trained him, John. Trained him to take whatever I gave him and thank me for it. Imagine it, John. Just imagine him at 19, taking a riding crop on that skin for the first time. And the best part was, he hated it. He hated every minute of it, and he kept coming back for more. Now what sort of sick...
John's fist struck Wilkes's face at such a velocity that Sherlock could hear the man's nose breaking. But it was the clatter of the falling fire iron that finally startled him back to awareness. Blood sprayed over Wilkes's suit, but John ignored it. He took Wilkes's neck in a very efficient chokehold and proceeded to drag him out of the kitchen. His limp didn't slow him down in the slightest. Sherlock found his voice. John, what are you doing?
Nothing to worry about, Sherlock. Just putting the rubbish out.
John said, in a matter-of-fact tone that told Sherlock that there was very definitely something to worry about. Sherlock followed him across the sitting room, some part of him enjoying the sight of Sebastian Wilkes, international financier and professional waste of space, waving his arms and sputtering as John dragged him toward the open window. The window. Oh, Christ. John, no. John bent Wilkes over the sill.
Does that look like a long way down to you? It bloody well does to me.
John grabbed Wilkes's legs and shoved him further over the edge, prompting a scream from Wilkes.
Let's you and I have an understanding. You don't deserve to breathe Sherlock's air, and you never did, because you're a fucking parasite. Now, this is what's going to happen. First, you're going to destroy whatever nasty little video or photographs you made. And then you're going to contact the Home Office and tell them exactly when, and how, and who about that damned chip.
Wilkes uttered something like a squawk as John gave him another shove.
Because if you don't, I'm going to find you and cut your balls off. Now, what are you?
Wilkes uttered something incomprehensible.
I can't hear you.
I'm a fucking parasite!
Wilkes shrieked over the sounds of the sirens.
Right then.
John pulled Wilkes back inside and dumped him in a panting, glaring heap on the floor. Wilkes made a feeble lunge for something in the breast pocket of his jacket, but John had it from him before he could even hold it properly. John racked the slide and shot Sherlock a disgusted look.
Unloaded.
Wilkes scrambled to his feet and bolted for the door, but froze at the sound of a soft, cultured voice.
My goodness, Mr. Wilkes. You are a disappointment.
Sherlock whirled, pulling the knife from his pocket, but it was pointless. The man at the door fired once, and Sebastian Wilkes dropped to the floor with the back of his head blown away.